Greetings, loyal listener. Time for another fresh, tasty, deep-fried batch of ill-prepared batter from four grown men who formally put their stamp on the phrase craptainment. Wally, Alexi, and JB. Welcome to In General.
So I've never had Pringles.
Yeah, speaking of lame, this guy's never had Pringles.
No.
Be careful with my bag.
What's meant to pop with these?
The saying is, it's like sex. Once you pop, you can't stop.
Okay.
Yes.
What pops though?
That went awkward.
This plastic lid?
As opposed to when you've been drinking. If you're drunk, you can't pop.
Well, speak for yourself, mate.
Yeah, totally.
Nothing to paddle ball sticks and a bit of sticky tape can't fix.
So what pops, this lid or the other lid?
No, like when you pop the seal.
Which one?
Okay, let's put this into perspective. JB was one of the first ever people to have pay TV in our country, broadband internet, but it's never had a Pringle.
No, never had a Pringle.
Jeez.
I know.
Sheltered much?
Yeah, very much. That's living in Adelaide for you.
Yeah, but you got nice food there.
So what pop? Really? You like food down there, do you?
Yeah, love it.
Yeah, it's awesome. The abortion... One of my favourites.
Every time we say that, we've got to preface that because if they haven't heard the episode, they don't know it's an actual dish called an abortion that looks like throw up.
Basically. Yeah, that's exactly right. If I was to say JB eats an abortion every month, it's just,
it's not right.
How about, they should just call it the vomit. I wouldn't be surprised if they renamed it. I can't open my freaking bottle of Coke in glass either.
The vom.
In glass.
Glass.
So what pops this lid? The resealable lid.
Oh no, actually you take that peel off and then you put your clear lid back on.
Oh, do you?
And then you so if I've got mine ready.
Oh, that's cool. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's a secret sound this morning. What do you think it is? Yeah, I reckon it's packing the Pringles. So I'm gonna pop this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they all fell over. In the container.
My Pringle crushed.
All right.
There you go, then. Not bad?
Mm.
No good?
No, good.
Good? You got sour cream, I got salt and vinegar.
Chips? No, you got original, don't you?
No, I got salt and vinegar.
I got original.
Oh, you do? Oh. Mm. No, they're not about f***ing chips in a can.
Mm.
Ah, well. That's like that. Irish. We've always got to eat on air in the first 8 minutes of In General. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the trademark style now. That's like those cans of Irish stew you can buy, you know those?
Oh, I love them.
You've seen them? Yeah? Uh-huh. You like them?
Fully loaded man. He'd probably die. That's awesome. And they're actually really nice.
Mm, they're not too bad. On special at the moment this week.
Mm.
You know what shits me?
Mm.
I hate how supermarkets at the moment have, like, the, you know, $3 for $5 options or the $2 for $5. It's like, I just want one fucking loaf of bread.
Thanks. Yep.
Don't try and
rip me off with your fake offer because, like, you know it's not good in the long run.
That's right, exactly. Like, I'm like, you know, back when I was a bachelor, I just want one fucking loaf of bread. That lasts me a week and half of the time it would be moldy before the week was up.
I wonder how the pop is because I've finished my chips. How the pop is when you've got any chips ready.
Oh, yeah, even better.
It's not too bad.
Even better. Remember that ad they had where they had the full-on drums and all that?
Yeah, what was
drumming
that for?
On the Pringles. It was from Pringles.
It was Pringles.
Yeah, it was Pringles. And it still didn't make me buy them, did it? You know?
Yeah.
You buy the coolest shit for when we record in general.
Yeah, we have Coke.
We have Coke in
a
glass.
We got Coke in the glass bottle. Coke in the glass bottle, which is 20,000 times better than any other Coke in any other format.
That's right, I agree.
What have we had? Pringles, Subway cookies, Twisties,
Burger
McDonald's
rings.
Cookies, Burger Rings.
Oh, Macca's cookies, I haven't eaten them either, have I?
Right?
Yeah.
Wow, you are a loser.
Mm.
Wow.
Wow.
In real life.
In general, proudly supporting piñatas, promoting violence against flamboyant animals.
Skinner's some negative, man. We got him live. Live via satellite.
Woo! On satellite.
Rocking and rolling.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
I've had a really, really ordinary week. Really ordinary week.
What a surprise.
Started off the week, we had a massive storm come through my place, and I've got this giant, giant tree in my yard.
Right.
And it came down. Part of it came down. Not the whole tree, just part of it came down. And we've got a council reserve next to us. It fell into the council reserve.
Oh, sweet.
Now, I didn't actually know that the tree had fallen down. I'm sitting there having breakfast with the kids, and my daughter says, why are those kids out in the yard, Daddy? And I was like, I don't know. Some kids often play in the tree.
Father of the year.
So eventually we go to get ready to go to school and whatnot, and there are more kids gathered out the front of my house, and they're all pointing at something.
Mm.
And here's a tip for the wise. If there are people in your front yard pointing at something, that's really bad news. It's not good. Anyway, when the kids goes, hey, Mr. Negative Man, your tree's fallen down. And I'm looking at this thing going, great.
Shit.
Because the wonderful thing about home ownership, this is the plus side about home ownership. For all of you who are renting at the moment, think about this if you ever decide to buy a house. When you buy a house, your hand is constantly in your pocket. You are constantly giving money to people.
Amen,
all the
sister.
Time. It never
Amen.
Stops. Mm. Everything breaks down.
Yep.
Whereas renting, when you're renting, you got the sweet deal. You don't have to pay for it breaks down. I say keep renting. I used to think home ownership, great idea. But now, seems all I seem to do is pay for the house.
Yep.
I worship the giant house and I pay money to it. So, I ring the council because the tree's kind of half on my land, half on their land. Now we're having a big argument about it.
Okay.
So far, I've managed to make an entire 12 months of home ownership without having an argument with the council.
Mm.
And everybody I know seems to have had arguments with the city council. And I thought, I don't want to be one of those people. Yeah. Yet, well, I am now. Tree fell down. And they had the audacity to tell me that they actually don't think that the storm was big enough.
What?
That there wasn't a big enough storm that Tuesday night. They brought down the tree. Hello, there is a giant tree in your council reserve. I didn't go and chop it down myself and go, hey, I'm going to chop down a tree and then get somebody else to pick it up, like the council, besides the fact that it's quite obviously fallen down. And look, you know, maybe the council might think I'm really heaps strong, but I didn't manage to push it over in a fit of rage. So anyway, I have now got a fight on the council. Yay, I'm like every other Australian. Here's the other thing that happened. On Tuesday, I drive into a childcare centre, drop off the kids, and drive my wife's Commodore. The car just stops.
No reason.
It just stops.
Typical Holden.
On the side of the road, broken down.
Mm-hmm.
I call the NRMA. The NRMA come out and say, hey, your fuel pump's broken. You need a new fuel pump. We'll call a tow truck for you. And I'm thinking to myself the whole time. So a tow truck comes, cuts it up the road, to the mechanic. I'm thinking to myself, why do I actually even pay NRMA? What do I pay for this auto care, really? Because all they do is tell me that my car's broken. Now I've got to go and call a tow truck. I might as well, I give up. I'm just going to call the tow truck now, really. Because all he does is come and state the bleeding obvious. You know, it should be called the bleeding obvious car service, car repair service. They don't even repair things. They don't even repair. They just come and tell you the bleeding obvious. Your fuel pump's dead. Mm. Your car won't start. You need a tow. Pretty much that's all they ever do. Tell me that I need a tow.
Thanks, Einstein.
So I'm thinking to myself, why am I paying these people money?
Yeah.
I'm paying Captain Obvious to tell me that my car's stuffed. And I think if I just get rid of that, I think I've saved a few bucks.
Hey, nice
I've
one.
I've saved a few bucks.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's it. Thanks very much, Negative Man.
Hopefully next week's better.
Yeah, cheers. Yeah. Negative Man, live via satellite.
Yeah, love and life. I actually had a bit of a problem with the car a couple of months ago, the end of last year, when we had that massive dust storm.
Yeah.
And I drove to work with my lights on.
Ooh.
And I've driven to work with my lights on, and the freaking where I had to park that morning wasn't against the wall, which was where I normally park, so I can see that my lights are on.
Mm.
So I completely forgot. So when I've gone out there that night, the car hasn't started. The battery's flat.
Oh.
Yep. So I'm
the
like,
worst feeling?
F***ing hell.
It sucks.
So Sean, remember him from In General Days?
Yeah.
Good old Sean Dogs. He's come out with the jumper leads.
Sean Dogs.
He's come out with the good old jumper leads.
Hang on, did he spend the night at your place or something?
No, this is at work.
We're having a bit of like,
this is at work.
Yeah, right.
He's come out of Studio 92, and he's gone, hey, do you want a startup? And I've said, yeah, awesome. So he's had the black and red jumper leads in his hand. He goes, I'll give you a startup. So he's bloody come out to my car, he started me up, and it still doesn't start. So I was like, could I wait till the morning? So he dropped me off home. Next day, come back into work, and a couple of the guys have had a look at the car. And as you know, with all car problems, everyone reckons you're a fucking expert. I've got shit from fucking broken starter motor, fucking timing chains broken, the fucking lights blown. So I've ended up going down and buying a whole new battery because I thought the battery was fucked because it had gotten that flat that there was nothing left in it at all the juices. And I tried starting it that many times, it must have just completely flattened the fucker.
Yep.
So I've got a new battery, hasn't helped, still broken. So I'm not in the NRMA. I called the fuckers, they came out like $156 or whatever the hell it was. Guys come out, fuses blown.
Yep.
Sean put the stuff around the wrong way.
Yeah.
Love and life.
Nice.
So, fuse, Dunsky. Done. Thank you very much.
Should have gone with CRAP Insurance, my friend.
Yeah, that's it.
You'd have been right. You'd have been set.
Why?
CRAP Insurance.
Why?
Okay, don't try and be professional because you're not professional.
Right, let's do it. Right. What do I do again?
In general.
Oh, the show thing, yeah. In general.
In general.
Yeah.
If you like jerky, then come down and Jill and Joe's gigantic jerky house of jerk. We jerk, who, and whatever you want. We stock nearly every kind of jerky known to man. Even some species that are yet to be discovered. Hell, even a few we've made extinct ourselves. We currently have a huge amount of jerky still on sale, including whale, squirrel, badger, lemming, rabbit and kanga. What the fuck is that, Joe?
Kangaroo.
Righto. Yeah, what he said. Hell, we even have huge discounts on German and Kiwi jerky. So come down to Jill and Joe's gigantic jerky house of jerk. But no Tasmanians. They're not covered by our insurance. And remember, if we don't have it, we'll find it for you. Or better yet, bring it in, and we'll have someone jerk your meat while you watch. And coming soon, NORAD's nuts. Get your hands on somebody else's nuts.
Email the show, wally@ingeneral.com.au.
Well, I've got some funny stuff to play.
Oh.
I think it's funny.
I think it's funny.
You got weather swear.
I've got weather swear. And do you know what?
What?
I'm just going to leave it at that. Make your own assumptions.
Tonight at 10 on News Channel 2 on Fox.
I'm Don Shiffman. Coming up next, a devastating fire in East Utica. Now three business owners are left trying to decide if they'll rebuild. Matt?
It looks like our weather will get warmer over the next couple of days, but we have to go through a few snow showers first. Your complete forecast, all today's news, straight ahead in the Fox Live and News. F***ing mother whore. Shit!
Oh! So he's fluffed the line, not realizing he's live and it's gone to air. Let's check it again. Sorry, before I play this, listen for the text going fucking mental after he swears. Listen to the tape start madly rewinding so they can cut the delay. Listen to this.
Tonight at 10 on News Channel 2 on Fox.
I'm Don Shiffman. Coming up next, a devastating fire in East Utica. Now three business owners are left trying to decide if they'll rebuild. Matt?
It looks like our weather will get warmer over the next couple of days, but we have to go through a few snow showers first. Your complete forecast, all today's news, straight ahead in the Fox Live and News. F***ing mother whore. Shit!
Listen.
ingeneral.com.au.
This story is sensational. You will marvel at the timing of this. A Facebook campaign calling on women to show their cleavage to disprove a claim that dressing immodestly causes earthquakes kind of backfired, right? This Iranian cleric, Kazem Sadighi, right, he's come out going, chicks who dress like sluts, basically, he said, chicks who dress like sluts and, you know, show their tits or cleavage and all that sort of deal, they cause earthquakes because they're going, let me find his exact quote. He said, many women who do not dress modestly lead young men astray, corrupt their chastity and spread adultery in society, which consequently increases earthquakes. That is a pretty big call, right? Going, causing people to root around causes natural disasters.
So he worked with Stephen Hawking on that theory
yes,
as well.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Right. Jennifer McCrate's boobquake project. This chick started this. I love Jennifer. She's sensational and she's got a great rack.
Nice. Nice.
She attracted support from 200,000 women prepared to bare their tits in a protest against this bloke. She wanted to test his theory to see if cleavage really did possess seismic powers. She says, with the power of our scandalous bodies combined, sounds a bit like Captain Planet, we should surely produce an earthquake. If not, I'm sure he can come up with a rational explanation for why the ground didn't rumble. Right.
Full stop.
But the US students' hopes of ridiculing his views began badly when, as soon as they did it, an earthquake hit Taiwan.
Is right.
It's
okay. Right.
How is that? Some dude's come out with an outrageous statement. Oh. You know, he may as well have said ice causes muscle damage, and all of a sudden she's gone, I'm going to test that. Whips the tits out. Earthquake. The Taiwan quake caused relatively little damage, I must say, that we're not laughing at the earthquake. Buildings just swayed a little bit. No, none of them fell. There were no casualties. There was a bit of a landslide, burying three cars, no one in them. It's all good. But, I mean, come on. Like, to go against that theory, what do you expect? 200,000 women simultaneously get the twins out. I wonder what millions of men were doing when they happened to be uploading those photos. No wonder the earthquake happened. California gets a tremor every time Megan Fox uploads another racy pic. 200,000 chicks with their tits out on Facebook. The earthquakes would be mental.
Did you hear about that, the guy in Adelaide, the prankster, that created, he was trying to see how privacy on Facebook's screwed up? Like, no one f***ing knows that already, you dipshit.
Yep.
And he made up a fake party for some chick called Emma Kate or some crap.
Yeah.
Made up of his own group and sent it out to everyone to see how many people would RSVP to it. And he got like 60,000 invites
You're
to this party
joking.
At his apartment. There was no address or anything.
But how did he had to become friends with each of those people?
Yeah, so he sent it to all his friends. His friends would say, yes, I'm going to it. They'd send it to their friends, and he'd see how viral the
complete
would get.
Strangers.
Yeah.
Rocking up to a party.
Like 60,000 people said, yes, I'm coming to this party, and it ended up being like a complete joke. There was no address or nothing.
Yeah.
But it was to show Facebook, hey, if you accidentally click show your function public.
Yeah, public.
Bang, you've screwed, you know, especially if you put your dress in there.
And particularly if it goes to any, you know, Australian rugby league clubs.
Yeah,
they'd just be like, yep, great, money for jam. An Australian publisher has been forced to reprint thousands of cookery books after a pasta recipe calling for salt and freshly ground black people prompted outrage.
Wasn't that in England?
No, Bob Sessions, Penguin Group Australia's head of publishing, acknowledged the proofreader for the Pasta Bible should have picked up the error. The recipe for spelt tagliatelle with sardines and prosciutto was supposed to call for black pepper, not freshly ground black people.
Wow.
And then get this. He goes, we've said to bookstores that if anyone is small-minded enough to complain about this silly mistake, we'll happily replace the book. Small-minded enough.
Jesus, someone's racist.
I'd keep that. That'll be worth something
That's
in the
crazy.
Future.
Can you make this phone call? Let's call up a bookstore and just see if they've got any complaints.
Doesn't anyone work after hours anymore?
Good afternoon. Murray Street. This is...
Sorry, who have I got?
This is...
Oh, sorry. Hello. My name's Norman. How are you, dear?
I'm good. How are you today?
Good. Great. Thank you. It's a bit chilly for this this time of year. I'm going to have to get my tartan on a bit later on, but it's a little bit cool. But hang on a second. I'm just asking. Sorry. Have you got a minute to talk about your pasta Bible that I've purchased recently?
Pasta Bible?
Yes. We've got the pasta Bible. There's a recipe for spelt tagliatelle with sardines and prosciutto. And there's a line in here that says, I need to get some salt and freshly ground black people.
Ah, yes. That was supposed to be, what were they called? The publishers are actually very, very sorry. It's a misprint in the text.
Well, I would say so, because shouldn't it say freshly ground indigenous people? As opposed to black, for starters, that's not very politically correct to say freshly ground black people, but, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out where I can get some, and maybe if they're wrappers, have they got a bit more flavour to them?
I
with
have to
the
say it's probably pepper that they're trying to write rather than people.
Oh, black pepper?
Yes.
Jeez. I didn't know that's what they were calling them these days. I thought we got rid of the nasty N-word, but I don't think it's right calling them peppers.
No,
it's also got in the recipe for some Spanish onions.
Okay.
Where can I get some Spanish people? Because they are pretty crazy onions.
That's fair enough. I don't think they're after people anymore, though.
They're not up to grounding people. I thought that's what the young kids were doing these days with their crazy Dexter TV shows and whatnot.
That's very fair.
Yes, because I don't think my Rotarian group's going to appreciate a recipe like that at this Sunday's church fete.
I'm sorry, I'm very, very confused right now.
Yeah, so I'm confused too. Thanks very much for your time, dear.
You're welcome.
Okay, no, no. But, okay. Ta-da. Bye.
She hung on the line for a long
time. I know.
In general, proudly brought to you by the Apple iPad. With Wings.
All right, sorry, are we good to go?
I think so.
That's it for this week, kids. Here comes my favourite part. Cheesy voiceover guy speaking.
All original material written and produced by In General Productions. Copyright
2010.